Hey, we're back. We're doing another episode of Trail Talk. We are out here today with Kelson Downs of SSV Works or Switchworks, whichever you know him by. We are in their Maverick R, which is sweet. As always, communication is provided by Cardo Systems, and you can follow along with this trail ride at Onyx. We'll drop the link for Cardo and Onyx and this trail ride in the bottom of this video. But anyways, Kelson, thanks for coming out with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Taking me in this freaking sweet car.
Absolutely. Any excuse to get out in it.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. We're going to run, by the way, we're going to run West Rim Light. We've run a lot of rock crawling trails in the other vehicles, but this is more of a open desert type of car. So feels like putting it in the rocks is not necessarily where it shines the most, if that makes sense.
But definitely not, but it still handles it, so it's still a good time.
For sure. Well, Kelson, first of all, thanks to Switchworks for letting us come out and do this.
Yep,
you want to tell me a little bit about yourself? How did you get into, you know, being marketing guy for SSV Works, Switchworks? What should I prefer to it as? SSV Works, probably?
Yeah, SSV Works is the parent company. Switchworks is a sub-brand of ours.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I got into it from basically having my connections in the industry. So I started off in another company where a lot of us used to actually work at, and a lot of us have kind of left and gone over here, including the owner who started SSV Works.
Okay, so you guys were all previously at a company, and then you're like, well, we can do this better on our own, I bet.
Yeah, it was a completely different company, but with, you know, they started back in 2006, so the company's been around for quite a while. It was the very first company to start audio integration into side-by-sides.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, you guys are starting in the audio world. You can see that it's the fit and finish. Like, I'm staring right now at your dash pods in this. You were telling me that you're custom fit for every vehicle. Maybe not every vehicle. I probably shouldn't put you on the spot like that.
But most of the popular ones.
Yeah.
So all the Razors, all the X3s, the Maverick R's, the soon to be or Rangers as well, soon to be the Expedition and Defenders. We do have some options for Defenders as well, just not full plug and play kits at the moment, but that will be coming soon.
Okay, so when you say plug and play kit, what does that entail? Because I'll be honest, I've driven sport machines. Let's go left here, by the way. Are you just talking, okay, I take the old factory speaker out, I just plug in the pigtail, set the new speaker in, is it that easy?
Not quite. So we do have some options like that, but primarily with our plug and play kits, we're providing you absolutely everything you need, all the way down to the mounting plates for the amplifiers. So there's absolutely no guessing on where you need to put anything in the car. All the wiring is straight plug and play as well. So the wiring harness that goes into the amplifier and runs to your speakers, that's all plug and play. There's no crimping, soldering, anything like that. And it's all weatherproof connections as well. All of our kits are made specifically for what you put your machines through. So water, dust, rain, snow, all of that mud.
Yeah, so these speakers right here that are facing up, you know, it rains, they're
If it was pouring right now, I'd have absolutely no worries on these speakers at all.
That's kind of crazy. They look like a cup. They look like I'm going to catch all the water and ruin myself.
Yeah, no, they're made for it, so they'll withstand whatever you put it through.
That's awesome. So then tell me about the Switchworks side of things, because just for everybody's edification on this, I kind of didn't really pay attention to SSV Works. Like, I saw your guys' stuff, but when Switchworks things started coming out, and maybe this is just me not paying attention, but it feels like you guys pushed that out fairly recently, or it came after the SSV Works side. And I will tell you, it's kind of taken, like, you see a bunch of knockoffs, not knockoffs necessarily, but there's definitely people are like, oh, that's neat. These, like, whatever, eight, what do you got, 3x5, 15 panel, just controllers that handle everything for you?
Right. So Switchworks, we did launch that a couple years ago, so it's definitely on the newer side. But we've been engineering our first flagship product that was called the Alpha 12 for quite a while, and made sure we absolutely perfected it before it hit the market. So basically the way Switchworks came about was we were seeing all these switch panels that have been around forever, and nothing's changed on them. To us, it felt like old technology and didn't really feel like it was something we want to put into our vehicles. You know, and then you got those people that are running certain panels, and you see up to like three or four different switch panels on there, and they just got to keep adding controllers and adding brains to be able to run everything they want to do. So we came out with one big system that can pretty much run it all. So like I said, Alpha 12, what it is a 12 output switcher, and it's 180 amp compatible. So you could run a full race car off of it if you wanted to. Like trophy trucks and all of that stuff, the fuel pumps, everything you need to do. But obviously for a side-by-side, it's 180 amps is quite a bit. So you can actually go into the system and limit it down to 80. So it'll never pull more power than that. You can run up to 12 accessories. And then all the controller itself is a digital LCD screen, but they're push buttons. So they're not actually a touch screen. So what that means is it brings a lot of things into play at that point in time. So we can assign any output to any button we want. So like say you wire into the first output on the brain, you're not tied into the first button. You can put it anywhere you want. It comes preloaded with over 60 icons, but you can actually upload your own custom digital icon if you wanted to. So you can have a picture of your car, your light bar, your dog, whatever you wanted. It's got other like safety features built into it as well. So if you hold the menu button while you have accessories on, you can actually see real-time amperage draw on every individual accessory. It's got some pretty cool built-in features as well. So one thing to mention about it first is it's solid state, which means no fuses or relays to your accessories at all. Okay. So, and we also do common grounding. So unlike some of the other units out there,
hold on, I want to ask you something.
Sure.
Okay, I get it, solid state. I get it's all bundled into one thing. What does that do for reliability in that, for example, myself, you're talking about, you know, it's awful to see like three rows of rocker switches, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Okay, but if one of those rocker switches goes bad, I can isolate that particular circuit and I can fix that circuit. Is there anything like that in this? My concern driving something or using something like this would be, you know, okay, the brain goes on one circuit and I'm all of a sudden left with no lights, no lockers, nothing.
Okay, so it's handling.
Didn't mean to derail you.
No, it's all good. I was actually leading up to that. So like I said, no fuses or relays all into it. You're just taking your power and ground and running it straight into the harness. One thing in the rocker is like a typical switcher that where you do have relays or fuses. If your accessory is going out, you're going to have to chase certain leads. You're going to go have to check your fuses. You're going to go have to check your relays. You're going to have to go find where it got grounded and check it out. So on our system, if something happens, say your light bar goes out.
Okay.
Say there's a short circuit. It's actually going to automatically turn your light bar off for you, cut the power to it, and it'll be flashing on that output on the button, open circuit. Okay. So you know exactly what the issue is. And at the point, like I said, you're not chasing fuses, you're not chasing relays, you're not chasing grounds. All you're doing is finding where that open circuit is, fixing it, and done. It's fixed.
Okay. And then what's the failure rate? Because there's obviously some logic behind, not what's the failure rate. You guys don't need to divulge any of whatever you got there. But like, there's obviously some logic in that. Do you guys see any issues with the logic boards itself going out? I guess, have you seen it where it's like, hey man, this one part went out and now my whole system's off, shut down?
No, because it's only going to shut down that one accessory. It's going to leave the rest of it open.
Okay.
And that's one reason that a lot of people are switching to our unit down here.
Yeah, let's go left.
We had one person who went to go. I forget exactly what the scenario was. It was something like some of the lights. They went to go turn on their lights during a race. It failed, and it shut their whole system off, and they got disqualified from the race because basically their truck was shut down at that point from a failed brain. Versus ours, if they went to turn it on, and something failed on that, it's just shutting that accessory off, leaving everything else on.
Yeah, assuming in that guy's scenario, you know, all your available lights for safety and everything you need to pass spec are still turn-onable, then you're still good. Unless it was like one critical, you know, spec-related piece.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
And then you can actually set up priority shutdowns as well. So like say you're running everything off the unit, fuel pumps, ECUs, all of that, lights, lockers. Okay. You can set up a priority shutdown, which means if your vehicle is starting to lose voltage, once it sees a certain voltage rating, I think it's 11.3, if I remember correctly, it'll start shutting accessories off in your prioritization, or however you set it. So your light bar is obviously going to pull a lot of power, shut that off first. Your A-pillar's next, so on and so on. If you're running fuel pumps and ECUs, obviously you don't want that to shut off, so set that at priority one, and that'll keep it on.
Yeah, keep the truck up and running.
Or the side-by-side, whatever you have it in.
Yep. That's pretty cool. And then is it just this Alpha 12? Are you guys working on anything else? I mean, I know you have some rocker switch stuff.
Yeah, so the next product we came out with was our street legal turn signal kits for side-by-sides. We came out with two different applications for it, a universal one, which basically gives you markers from up front and rear. And it's the same kind of, basically, the technology. It's all solid state, smart. So it's no fuses or relays. It's just got one brain you plug into and you're done with it. But the also neat thing about our system is, you know, other turn signal kits out there, you're taking, you know, some kits give you up to three rockers to have to do it. Okay. And or some have the column shifter. So what we did was we combined everything into one rocker so that you have all your functionality just in one single location. So the top half has a split button horizontally. You got your left blinker, your right blinker. You hit them simultaneously, and you got your hazard. And then the below button is your horn. So it's everything in one single button. And then we also have vehicle-specific kits, which tie into your taillights to integrate with that. So that was the second product we came out with. And then we just launched what we call Sierra 6, which is a simpler version of a rocker switch system style. So it's six outputs, 120 amps total, but being six outputs, it's only taking up six rockers. All right, sorry. I keep messing that one up. So it's six outputs, but it's only taking up three rockers. So rocker has a button up top and below. So it's two outputs per rocker.
Gotcha.
But it's still fully programmable.
Like, six outputs and six rockers. That seems like just rocker switches, man.
Yeah. No, it's cutting your real estate in half, basically. But it's still giving you full functionality on it as far as you can program them to be momentary, strobe, latch, flash, all of that.
Okay.
And then trigger it off accessory or battery if you wanted to.
Nice. So that's... I like hearing... I mean, to be honest, me, the nervous part for me was is this thing going to shut down my whole car? But it sounds like that's pretty pretty well sorted. Hello, we have some people have written a Ranger out here with us. excuse me. I was going to ask, so part of why I do this is to kind of figure out, you know, how side-by-sides coming in are affecting the industry, because there seems to be some general animosity around side-by-side owners. I, for one, am a side-by-side owner. You know, the reality is the industry is heading this way. I don't really know what else to say about it. I don't want to be the, like, get on board or get out type of mentality, but, like, obviously the industry is headed towards these smaller, more nimble, you know, buggies overall. Are you guys selling, like what you said earlier, I don't know if it was on the podcast or before, but you're selling, what was it, 9 to 1 to UTVs versus Jeeps or other things like that?
Right. So SSV is primarily a side-by-side audio company, but we do make a few accessories for the Jeeps and Broncos, such as sub-enclosures, rear cage add-ons. You know, the Bronco is such a cool platform, but the audio in there is pretty terrible. So one of our upgrades for that vehicle is the Broncos come with a 4-inch speaker on the back of the cage, and it's a pretty bad factory speaker. So we make a plug-and-play replacement pod that upgrades you to an aftermarket 6.5-inch speaker.
Okay.
And it just helps bring the audio alive in that vehicle.
Gotcha.
And then stuff like our Alpha 12 switcher, that all integrates with the trucks as well, Broncos, Jeeps, pickup trucks, all that stuff.
Yeah, so
we
have the switchwork stuff in the bigger rigs actually quite a bit. I think probably more than I've seen in the side-by-sides itself. It's just a convenient platform.
Yeah, it's been pretty popular in the trucks, especially because we have vehicle-specific install kits for all the popular platforms. So we're giving you both a mounting plate for the controller as well as the brain, which is something that the other companies don't do. So again, we're taking out all the guessing work to the installs.
Gotcha. In your sales, like it seems also, just outside looking in, a lot of like race teams and people that are actually competing really like this type of thing. I'm kind of curious, you know, I don't know how to explain it. I don't even know if you have a good answer. Do you sell a lot more of the Switchworks style stuff to, I don't know, like King of Hammer events peoples, or does your average everyday person pick these up? And I mean, everybody would probably enjoy it. I'm not trying to degrade that, but I'm seeing as like, okay, I'm building a 4400 car. I don't have any switches to begin with. This thing started as a tube, just sticks a tube, and then I need some way to all of a sudden control everything out. Do you guys work with people in the industry? Are you sponsoring anyone in you know, 40 Ultra 4, stuff like that?
Yeah, we've probably got a number of people running our system at KUH this year. Michael Lee just installed our system into his brand new Razor Pro. I've also got, I don't know if you know Holly, Mischief Maker, JK?
Yep, I do. Yep.
So she's running it in a couple of her vehicles, including her her race Jeep. And then I've got some guys in the 4400 class as well that are running it. And then some other guys with the standard pre-runners as well.
Yeah, this seems like a really good use case that, like I say, you start with something. And in the case of Michael's Pro-R, the whole dash came out. It's all metal now. Okay, now how do I control everything?
Right. Yeah, so for him, we got him. We also make some universal mounts. So he's running our flush surface mount. Our flush mount. So it sinks it kind of into the dash. Just gives you a flat surface to mount it in.
Yeah. That's all really, I don't know. Seems like you guys have a really good product put together. I'm curious on the SSV work side of things too. I think that a lot of maybe the overall opinion of side-by-side owners is like, for me, you hear two things. They're loud, they're obnoxious, and they're too fast. And as a side-by-side audio company, I'm curious, what's your take on that? Because to be fair, like, I don't really like pulling up to the parking lot either with speakers blasting. Just what's your take on that? Obviously, I don't think you're going to say you should pull up to grandma's house and see what the SSV system can do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's that sense of responsibility you still have to have with something like that. Don't be the annoying people, you know, in the lot or on the street doing that. But it's the same with everything. If you're not running the a sound system, you know, don't be irresponsible on the street. Don't make people dislike us even more.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the responsibility thing with everything. Like, on the streets, side-by-sides in Utah are legal on certain streets.
Yep, exactly. So even when I'm driving on the streets, I'll keep the volume down low to a reasonable aspect, enough so I can hear it and enjoy it. But then when I'm out in the middle of nowhere hauling down the trail, you know, I like to turn it up. It's a whole different experience.
Yeah, it's two different things.
Yeah.
I kind of want to circle back to you. How did you get involved with motorsports in general? Was it just your, you know, you were at that previous company? I don't know what you can or want to say about that. But how did you get, you know, like into this? You said your family's not super into this.
No, so they're not into this type of stuff at all. So it was just something I was always interested in. You know, being a teenager, having my truck just going on a dirt road, thinking I'm off-roading, kind of got into the car scene, and that just wasn't for me, so got back into the trucks. And then the position I was in at a previous company, we built one of the first JLs that came out and went and hit Moab with that, and that kind of kicked off my off-roading career. Just kind of came natural to me, and then shortly after that, started doing side-by-side stuff as well. And I liked that more than the Jeeps. I liked the speed. I liked just the versatility of a side-by-side platform a lot more. So just been making sure I stay in that type of industry ever since.
Yeah, that's one thing that seems to separate Jeep people from... I'm tired of putting people in boxes. That seems to separate people that enjoy Jeeps and people that enjoy side-by-sides is that, like, okay, we can also kick in the speed side of things here, because you just won't see a Jeep cutting across the desert doing, I mean, okay, I'm with the backdrop of King of Hammers in the background, you will see Jeeps hauling across the desert.
Right.
But in general, but
your typical everyday Jeep user is not doing that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure Nessie and Holly are going to freaking fly. But that's a full KOH build, right? Like,
yep, exactly.
And that's one thing where like the SSV work stuff comes in. When you're going that fast, if you're not in a full enclosed thing, having the audio up is, you know, you can't hear anything if it's not loud enough. Like you're just
right.
Moving.
So that's a tricky aspect to it. So a lot of the cars don't have windshields. You've got the loud engine noise. So you've got the engine noise and the wind noise. So you're losing a lot of your audio. And a lot of those companies just can't keep up with that. You turn it up to where you can hear it, but it's super distorted. So one thing we're really well known for is the quality of the audio systems, where you can turn it up all the way to still hear it, and it's still crisp and clear.
Okay. That's okay. That's just sparked my memory on something. How do you handle the extra amperage and stuff like that? Is there recommendations specifically for like a Pro R or a Turbo R? Like, okay, do you say, hey, by the way, if you run this kit, you're going to need an alternator. Do you have options, tiers for different things like that?
We do have tiers of kits. So we have our A-spec kit, which is basically an 800-watt kit. Then we move up to our V-spec kit, which is a 1650-watt kit. For most vehicles, the Pro Rs do run a 1400-watt amp. And then we have our K-spec, which is basically the same as the V-spec. We just swap out our speakers with kicker speakers. So we give people the option. Okay. But no, we actually specifically make our kits to withstand the factory charging systems of these vehicles. So you don't need
awesome.
To upgrade your batteries. You don't need to put an alternator in. We make them specifically to run off of the stock platforms. Obviously, you can upgrade if you want, but it's not a necessity.
Okay, that's really, because that's, we started talking about like, oh, we're going fast, we need all this speed, and I was like, I know for a fact that I've watched my amperage or output drop with just my lights. So
yeah,
there's
also
a
difference between your lights and your audio system. Audio systems are dynamic. Lights are just drawing constant power.
Okay.
So the power on your amplifier is going to be going up and down depending on how it's hitting.
Yeah, for those just listening, we're running up. We're coming up on top of the world. We'll probably
we're going up there, or
yeah, let's go up there. We can tap it out there. But I wanted to say thanks for coming out. Thanks for talking me through this car, talking me through everything you guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to plug that we didn't cover yet, but, you know, feel free. Those guys are up here thinking they're away from everybody for what they're doing. Does that smell like home to you?
Yeah, pretty much. Sounds like every LA street.
Yeah. Well, anyways, man, what should people do? How should they get more information on Switchworks, you, SSV Works?
Yep, so everything's available on our website at ssvworks.com, including the Switchworks brand. So you can find all that information up there. But if you have any questions, always feel free to reach out to us.
Okay, man. Thanks for coming out.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, we'll catch you on the next one.